Don't you call them potato something, Steve?
Say potato was an ocarina. You know what that is?
No, sir.
It's a little round. Oh, that's about as big as my two fists. And you blow into this little round thing. You blow into one hole and you take your other fingers and open and close those holes to make your different notes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Call them an ocarinas.
Ocarinas, yeah.
And again, call them a potato whistle.
Well, then, some of those funny old things got the potato in front of.
By the way, how did you keep, speaking of potatoes, how did you keep your potatoes when y'all were young? Did you have something to keep them in around the farm? In other words, you have something where they cure?
No, I don't think we ever raised any potatoes or anything.
We did.
You did?
Put them up under the house and covered them with the dirt.
Oh, really? And they'd keep that way?
And they kept.
I never paid attention to it.
Sweet potatoes. Yeah.
Man,
not Irish potatoes.
Yeah.
So when they did that, I had other things on my mind besides potatoes.
Yeah.
And they tried to put them close to the base of a chimney, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know all that now.
Did y'all have things that you used to fool around with when you were kids? Like, would you ever make things that do like that?
Seesaw?
Yeah, what'd you call them?
Seesaw?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Teeter totter?
Get on them and say you're doing what? Seesaw?
Yeah, they called them seesaws back in those days.
What about, did you ever see one that went around?
Mm-hmm. We used to make them out here. Put a post in the ground with a big bolt in it.
Yeah.
Bore a hole in the middle of a plank, put it on there and put the kids on a little ride on it. Go so fast you throw them off at one end and the other fella, how fit.
You call it what, a spinning top?
No, well then, what do they call those things? Well,
where the jigs?
Where the gig?
Where the jig?
Something like that.
And then, of course, you had one you tied to a tree limb.
And swing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hammocks?
Yeah. Did you, sir, did you ever have those, that kind of bush that would grow along by the side of the road here? Might get real bright red. Folks used to use it to tan, maybe tan leather with. Did you ever tan leather?
Mm-hmm.
You don't mean sumac, do you?
Yeah. Did y'all get that here?
We got it. But I never heard of being used to tan leather.
Yep. My grandfather used to use the leaves of that tan leather.
I heard it, but I never knew it nearly been used around him.
Yeah, we've got it around here.
Did you ever get it? You know, that some folks say it'll make you break out.
It is poisonous, very. And so are most of our flowers.
Yeah. Well, sir, when you were young, can you tell me the sort of things that your mother used around the house to cook in? You told me, where would she cook at?
Well, she'd cook on a big coal stove. Most of it.
Wood stove.
Wood stove. And then we got to where we didn't get much wood and we got to use coal.
Where'd you get coal from? Did you have
ship it in here by rail?
Where'd you keep it at, I mean?
We had a house and I put it out in the yard and we filled that coal house full every fall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And when we tore it down, I never would have gotten all that coal out of the ground.
it'd be, I expect we'd store